Empower Radio presents Out of the Fog. Join intuitive guide and spiritual teacher Karen Hager for lively, positive conversation with light workers, healers, and dynamic wisdom keepers. Get ready for inspiration and connection. This is Out of the Fog on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for a spiritual conversation with enlightening guests, and I'm glad you're here. Do you believe we bring past life issues into our present lives? Maybe you feel like you brought a lot of baggage in that needs to be cleared from that past life before you can move forward. Well, you asked for it. Heck, I asked for it too. And hypnotist Morgan Yakis is back on the show. We're going to be talking today about past life regression. She'll share her views on shifting and clearing patterns that carry over from our past lives while staying grounded in our present experience. Are you ready to meet her? Morgan Yakis is a human cartographer, hypnotist, wellness expert, and she's certified in past life regression with Dr. Brian Weiss. She teaches clients tools they can use every day to help retrain the brain. Morgan's a resident practitioner at the annual Spirit Weavers Gathering and has hosted her series of Mind Waves workshops, events, and retreats in New York, LA, and London. Morgan's created hypnotic art experiences at festivals all over the world, and she enjoys teaching regular meditation and workshops at the Soho House. She's written for and has been featured in publications like Vogue, LUK, Mindbody Green, Cosmopolitan Magazine, among many others. And you can find out more about Morgan and her work at morganyakis.com. Morgan, welcome back to Out of the Fog.
Hi, thank you so much for having me back. I'm really excited to... talk to you today.
Me too. So I feel the same way. I'll start by just a little confession. So I've always wanted to have a past life regression, but I haven't because I think I was afraid it would be like embarrassing or that it would be kind of like there'd be nothing there. Right. So either like I had the worst past lives possible with the most embarrassing, horrible baggage that I brought forward, or that the person who was regressing would be go, no, not really anything of interest there. Nope. So what is a past life regression like?
Well, I'm just curious. Have you read the book Many Lives, Many Masters by Brian Weiss? Okay. So you know a little, you know about it, or at least from reading that book. A lot of times I get my clients from people that have read that book and or psychics who have told people, boy, you had a horrible or an amazing past life. Usually it's sadly, it's some kind of traumatic thing that they tell them that they have to clear in this lifetime. What a past life regression is it's a form of hypnosis, which is a very relaxing state. The person is always aware and will remember everything. And it's a way to allow the person to be comfortable enough to cross over all space and time and move into a place where they can access all their past lives, or in the case of one session, it's usually between one and three lives. No one has, in all honesty, to answer your question, there's nothing to be afraid of. No one has ever had a boring life. I mean, you know, even if you're somewhere in a field in the 1800s tending to the land, that's pretty exciting when someone starts telling you about all the details of their experience, about, especially if you were like a woman, you're a woman in this lifetime, and in that lifetime, you're in a man's body, and you can feel all the sensations of being what it's like to be that man, you know, whether they're happy or sad or they're well or not well. So it's quite a visceral experience and really exciting. I mean, people feel when they're having it, it's like an IMAX sphere of mind. It's always entertaining and engaging for sure. And it can be quite, I guess, shifting in a lot of ways, because it reminds you that we are so much more than the experience we're having now. That we're so much more than what our name is or where we live or what our life is, that we are perhaps this eternal soul that becomes reincarnated life after life. And perhaps we even pick the bodies that we want or the lives that we want, as some people have studied and found by speaking to many people in hypnosis. So it's quite, I highly recommend it, just to do it at least once in your lifetime. It's one of those things that could be on your checklist to check it off. And it's just incredibly exciting. The fun thing is you never know what's going to come up. You never know the experience that someone is going to have. And that's the fun of it, because it is the unknown. The brain does not like the unknown, that's for sure. So that's probably why you're feeling, very concerned about what could happen, because there's no sure, information that it's going to be this or that. And people always see something. My techniques are very good, so people really are able to relax into the experience.
When someone comes to you for past life regression, you said that usually that's between one and three lifetimes that you're diving into during a single session. What is it about those one to three lifetimes that makes it so that those are the ones that come up? Are they the ones that are the most related to what the person is experiencing in the present?
Well, it's, everyone is different. And when people come in, I talk to them extensively about why they want to have this experience and what it is they're looking for. So I will specifically prompt them for that information. So I just had a client recently who wanted to know, where she had been and the experiences that she had that would inform this lifetime. And maybe possibly if there were people in this lifetime that she's been with, like maybe her husband, other family members that she had been with in this lifetime in past lives. And it turned out her husband, she had several lives with him. So they kept reincarnating together. So a lot of times people will come to me with a very specific idea of something that they want to know about. Oftentimes someone might have a very specific feeling that they know something or have had an experience in this lifetime. Like, let's say they're afraid of water, or they're afraid of getting on boats, or they're afraid of heights. Sometimes they feel like that might be a past life experience. Sometimes people have dreams about lives that they don't relate to in this lifetime, and they feel that it's a past life. So we're able to access that. And then other times people can, I'll ask them, what is it that you need to learn or know for this lifetime that can really help you or support you in this lifetime? And then those lifetimes will come up. And I've had people who are artists who wanted to see if they were ever like a successful or a very intense artist. And they have been, and they got a lot out of that. There was a lot of confidence in stepping into a past life as being a successful artist or being someone that was successful and really feeling what that feels like. So a lot of times people will experience something being in a body that's so maybe different from this lifetime that it has a profound impact on their being.
Why do we bring things? Why do we carry things forward from past lives?
That's a good question. This is something that I even asked Brian Weiss about when I did my training with him. And he said, nobody knows really why. There's a lot of unanswered questions, but we know that people can go back and validate that they have been, there's been a lot of people that have validated that they have been certain people in past lives. And I myself have had a couple of past lives where I've been able to validate some things that I would have never known. So I had to go and look them up and see if they were real.
Wow.
And it's really interesting, because I think a lot of people read Many Lives, Many Masters, and they think, they read about the woman in the book, and they think, wow, I will be, if I have a past life regression, I'm going to be able to let go of all these things. And a lot of times that is a misconception. Even if you have brought something over into this lifetime, and I find that it's less than you haven't. So most people haven't carried things over. When we really start looking at it with them and getting in there, a lot of times it has to do with this lifetime and it's connected to that. So even if you have, let's say you have brought a fear of boats or a fear of heights or, just being really bad at like relationships or, I don't know, everyone's different. Let's say you've brought that over into this lifetime. What happens is it then gets connected into all the things that we do in our daily lives. So it means that it gets connected into the neural networks in the brain. It's like a file is created, and then it's like big tentacles that start to connect into everything else. So it's actually more beneficial to work with it in this lifetime and clear it, because it's running on a daily basis rather than going back to a past life. That won't really clear the whole network. Why we carry some of these things over, the only thing that I could maybe think of, you know, in this moment, is perhaps that we haven't finished that lesson. You know, there's something about that lesson that we need to learn that is not complete. And so that would be my theory about it, but no one knows really.
I'm just thinking as you're saying this, there's a difference. So I have what I think are memories of other incarnations that I've had, but that's separate from, like, I have a terrible fear of snakes, or I always have a stomach ache, and it's because I was speared in the stomach in ancient Rome. So my memories, right, that part of my story is different from the things we carry over. So is that, I don't know if I'd ever made that distinction before, but does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, it could be both. It could be, you know, memories that you're carrying over that are in your, I believe that the way that we access this is that they're in our field. There's a coding that we haven't quite deciphered yet, only maybe through trance, but we can't see it or really understand how it works. But there's maybe a coding in the field that we can somehow access this when we go into a deeper state or we tune into a radio station where this information is there. And, you know, it's so if you really tune into it, you know, whether it's working with me or working on your own, you can find that information, because I believe that it's always there. I mean, some of these experiences that people have had, there's no way that they could have made this stuff up. I mean, it's so detailed, you know, and some people have been able to, you know, that I've worked with, being able to confirm things. And, you know, there's been even films about people that have been documentaries about people confirming things. So, you know, your experience of, you know, I don't know what your past life memories are, but it may be or may not be related to the snake issue, and probably it's separate, you know, probably it's something separate. And the way that I would see if this, like, let's just say you're afraid of snakes, if that was the case, is to light up the neural network as we were talking and see what memory might come up, because once you open the neural network, all the memories are stored in there, and you can access all of these memories in that few moments or those 10 minutes that they start to open up. So that would be one way to find out.
Oh, it's very cool. You're listening to Out of the Fog, and we're talking with Morgan Yakis. You can find out more about Morgan and her work at morganyakis.com. That's MorganYakus.com, MorganYakus.com. So that misconception that people have, where I'm afraid of snakes, and so I must go back to, I don't know, ancient Egypt, because I was Cleopatra, and that I had to go back to ancient Egypt and clear it, and then it will clear it in the present. What I'm hearing you say is that it might be more effective, more fun, more powerful, more active to clear it in our present life. Is that right?
Yeah, I usually ask people specific questions to try to find out if it's related to the present life or not. And I had a client actually recently who, I guess, said to the person who recommended them, said, I didn't know if she was going to give me the session. So, you know, I really ask people questions because it is a profound experience, and I want to make sure that they're wanting to have it for the right reason. And, you know, that's probably why people always have a really great experience, because they really are supposed to be having that, that information, that moment in time, you know, that experience. But yes, I believe, my feeling is, if it's a very big thing that's happening in this lifetime, you believe it's past life, that I would say clear it in this lifetime so that we can neutralize all the triggers and all the things that create that problem, because your brain knows exactly when to run that issue. So, you know, if you have a fear of snakes, as soon as you start going to the park, it will know that, you know, for example, that you might see one, and then it's time to get nervous. So it's much more precise if we do it in the present life, because we can look at all the areas where you're feeling that way, and then how do you want to feel instead? And then the person can begin to reframe that so they can feel better.
So for listeners who are starting to think about, maybe that Cleopatra snake thing, maybe I could clear that in the present life. How can we in our present life begin to kind of untie some of those knots that happen when we get stuck in these old patterns?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. You can really, because we have neuroplasticity, you can really create your own new patterns by interrupting the old patterns. So when you're in the pattern, let's say, we'll just talk about the snakes because we're on that trajectory.
It's a snake show. It's an all snake show, apparently.
Let's talk about like heights. Okay. So let's say you are afraid of heights and you know you have to go to the top of a building or you have to walk up some stairs or something like that. You're going to be on a higher floor. One of the things that you can do is start to interrupt that pattern by seeing yourself, same with the snakes, by seeing yourself go through that experience and actually come out of that experience feeling totally fine and being safe. So what that does is it gives you, your brain, an opportunity to seek closure. It's what we call closing the loop. And I think maybe we had talked about this the last time. So when the brain closes the loop with something positive, it will stop asking you about it. It will stop looping it. And then the new thing gets pasted on there. And hopefully you'll feel a little bit calmer and you can take a step towards making some progress in that area. And it's a really good time to do it when the brain is in the pattern, because that's when your brain can easily rewire. It can connect to something more positive. You want to create the positive opposite of whatever you're seeing or whatever you're hearing. And the most important thing about that is to really see an image of yourself doing the thing that you want to be doing, as opposed to doing the other thing, the bad thing or the negative thing, the thing that makes you feel like you can't do it, and seeing the positive outcome. And make sure that you're in the image when you do that. And it will start to, you know, I work with a lot of people who have fear of flying, and this is incredibly effective with those kind of phobias. Seeing yourself get to the end of something and seeing it go well, and running that often. So every time you have the negative thing, running the end results, the positive end results. So these are just some quick things that, you know, really work.
Beautiful. And it's very powerful because those are things we can take action on right away. Mm-hmm. That I maybe don't have to have 91 past life regressions to be able to climb the stairs in my office building or to have that conversation I'm afraid of having. I talk to people sometimes who think about past lives as kind of almost a negative thing. Like, I've been around a lot and I brought in all this baggage and I got to go through it all. I wonder if maybe past lives can help, and our understanding, our awareness of our past lives can help empower us. And also then through that knowledge, then we can make the change in the present moment, which is way more fun than having to drag all the way back around to wherever it was, ancient Egypt or 18th century Vienna or wherever we're going to go.
I mean, you can do both ways work, but the present life, if it's running in your present life, for sure, that's the much more effective way to take care of it. But there will definitely be an empowerment from seeing something related to a past life, because there'll be like sort of an aha moment of an understanding. And I think that that can begin to also shift things in its own way. And that's really the beauty of that. I had an ailment that I didn't know, that I didn't tell the person that was giving me the regression about. It was the second time I had a past life regression with a specific person. And after that, it went away because I saw something that was related to that ailment.
Wow.
She didn't know about it. And I didn't even, it wasn't even a thought, but it just kind of started to dissolve after that. So and then there was some other information that came through after that, working with another practitioner. And it was just very interesting how it was all interconnected, and things are stored in our body, you know, whether it's this lifetime or a past lifetime. And it's quite, that's what made me think there was something way more. And when I went to In Between Worlds, that was like wow, the woman had said to me, oh, you were in the spirit world. And I went, oh, I was. That's what that was. It felt like that. And it was so such an awe and awing moment of going to this place of like light being so lightweight and feeling like I had not a care in the world. And it really is kind of how people describe. And that blew my mind also. So there's all these kind of things about having a past life regression that are amazing, and I would highly recommend it because it's beyond words. It's just something that you should experience because you'll know that you're so much more than who you think you are, and that's a really beautiful thing.
That does sound very empowering and very moving. I think. Does it often happen that you have clients who have had past lives that have not only been on Earth?
Yes, I've had clients who have been from other planets. In fact, I had amazing back-to-back with two women who were sisters, and they both said in their regressions, and they did not have any time to talk to each other in between sessions, that they were from the same planet. They were from a planet which is in our solar system.
Wow.
So, and then afterwards, you know, they were, of course, we were talking about it and everyone was freaking out saying, oh my God, how this is so wild and crazy. But, you know, it was really fascinating. I had one client who was a jaguar in one of their lives. And first thing that they experienced was standing in a beautiful tree in the jungle, looking out over the treetops. So people have had all different kinds of experiences, you know, some positive, some quite extreme. And, you know, but everyone sits up at the end and goes, wow, that was amazing. And they can remember everything. So it's great. And more, you know, more information comes to them.
So for listeners who want to connect with you, do you do past life regressions only in person? Do you do it virtually as well? How does that work?
Well, I have done, for people in Europe and around the world, I have done them virtually. And since, you know, we're in the middle of this time, I have started doing them virtually so I can help people in that way. And I do them in person. But right now I'm just focusing on doing them virtually so people can email me and I can talk to them about it.
And how can they find you?
They can find me through my website, which you'd mentioned before. It's just my name, morganyakas.com, or on Instagram. And my handle is mind_waves, or they can put in my name. They'll find me there and send me a DM. They can email me through my website or send me a message. So, and, you know, there's lots of articles. There's a great Goop article about the present life work that I've done. And this is really the first time publicly that I've talked about past life regression. So I'm really excited to be here with you talking about this and really, you know, being able to shed some light on, you know, maybe some misconceptions and some good conceptions and people that might feel afraid. And now hopefully they won't feel afraid.
Meaning me. Yes.
How do you feel now? Are you more open to it?
I am more open to it. I trust you. And I feel like for me, a lot of my own harsh judgment of myself and like denigrating my own experience would be something that I would want to take a look at. Like, where does that come from? And because it's that same voice that says I might be silly in the past life regression. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're always in control, though. That's the thing. And it's really just about allowing the things to come. I always, you know, ask people to just, you know, ask questions later, just allow the experience to have. And as someone who plays in those spaces and you've already seen past parts of your past life, you might revisit those things if that's what you wanted to. You're always in control. You're never out of control. And I'm just holding the space for the person to have the best possible experience. And I'm actually guiding them saying, do you want to move to the next event in this person's lifetime? And so it's really meeting the person where they're at and how fast they want to move forward or not fast they want to move forward. So
I love that. And I love that you hold that space. Morgan, thank you so much for coming on the show again and for talking to us about past life regression. It's just great fun to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate this opportunity to just share about this work. It's changed my life, definitely. I mean, that's part of why I'm doing this work now. So.
Wonderful. That is Morgan Yakis, and you can get more information about Morgan and her work on her website, and that's morganyakis.com. That's MorganYakus, morganyakus.com. And of course, you're always welcome over at karenhager.com. That's a great place to find out about upcoming classes and events. You can even book a private intuitive session there if you are so inclined. And if you believe, as I do, that our powerful, conscious co-creation can make change in the world, I'd ask you to check out openpeacefulheart.com. That's a project my wife and I have been working on for almost 4 years now, where once a month we gather for 15 minutes, free guided meditation. Everybody's welcome there. And we focus, we bring people together from all over the world and sit to focus on peace in our hearts and peace in the world. You can get more details at openpeacefulheart.com. There's a blue million archived guided meditations there that you can access anytime you like. And thank you for listening today. Together we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.